Now, the conflict in Ukraine is overshadowing celebrations marking the day Soviet forces defeated Nazi Germany. Here we can see, well, not just there, but Russian President Vladimir Putin is attending the procession along with six leaders from former Soviet bloc countries. Now, the festivities have been scaled back across Russia following last week's alleged drone attack on the Kremlin, which Moscow called an attempt on Putin's life. Let's cross over now to Yulia Shapovalova. She's standing by for us. And, you know, just to give us an idea of how important this day is to President Vladimir Putin.
Well, obviously, it is very important, not just for President Putin, but for the whole of Russian population, because basically this holiday still unites all the people of Russia, as well as people who participated in that war. So the parade this year honoring the 78th anniversary of victory in the Great Patriotic War, that's how people of the former Soviet Union call that part of World War II, which began in June 1941 and finished in 1945. So the parade is now taking place on Red Square in Moscow, and Russian President Commander-in-Chief Vladimir Putin will traditionally speak at the event. More than 10,000 troops and 125 units of military equipment are taking part in the parade. The security is also tightened. So we know that this parade is being attended by seven foreign leaders, as we understand, presidents of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Belarus, and Prime Minister of Armenia are present there. All of them are independent countries now, but they used to be part of the Soviet Union and fought with the Nazis. So obviously, as we say, the security is very tight now, and these seven presidents, seven foreign leaders, probably the obviously they signal that they are the best guarantors, rather, of the security on Red Square today.
And there we can see in the car the Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu addressing or saluting his troops there in Red Square, celebrations for the Victory Day parade in Moscow. We are expecting, Yulia, Vladimir Putin to give a speech, as he does every year. What do we think he's going to be saying in that speech today? What message does he have for the people of Russia?
Well, actually, people do not expect anything extraordinary this time around. So he's going to talk about unity. He's going to talk about the legacy of the Soviet Union, and Russia. By the way, in a number of Russian regions, it was decided not to hold parades for security reasons, as this year the preparations for Victory Day were taking place in a tense atmosphere, and Moscow accused Kyiv and its Western allies of a series of terror attacks, so probably Putin will also mention that. As we remember, among the latest of the attacks, it was on May the 3rd. It was a drone attack on the Kremlin, which authorities described as an attempted attack on the president. And also, the procession of the Immortal Regiment has been cancelled throughout the country, in many places, rather, due to security reasons. And this event pays tribute to the memory of those who died during the war. Their relatives now take to the main streets of their cities and towns, holding portraits of their loved ones who died. Obviously, the Soviet Union paid with the lives of more than 25 million people for victory in the World War II. So basically, people are just going to watch the parade and stay at home, sometimes honoring and remembering those who died, because obviously it is a day of mourning, it is a day of remembrance, and people are just going to remember all those fallen.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Yulia, because it is a public holiday. This is an annual event in Russia. How widely is it respected by the Russian people?
Well, obviously, this holiday is hugely supported by the Russian people, even though there are some critics of the parade itself, and people say that mostly it looks like saber rattling rather, because Russia wants to showcase its armor, including weapons of mass destruction, instead of showing the world that this is the day of remembrance and mourning. Well, actually, in the past, it used to be like that, because Victory Day parades were held only four times during Soviet time. Normally, military parades used to take place on November the 7th, when the Soviet Union was celebrating the Great October Socialist Revolution. And, well, as I mentioned earlier, that was a day of remembrance, May the 9th, I mean. So, and everything changed with President Boris Yeltsin, because the Soviet Union ceased to exist, and the 7th of November actually lost any sense. So, and here in Russia, people needed a day of unity, a day of, you know, a holiday that will unite all the people of Russia. So basically...
Okay, Yulia. Putin has just taken the podium. We are expecting him to address the crowds there in Red Square in a moment. And we'll just listen in to this event.
Dear fellow Russian citizens, dear veterans, comrade soldiers and seamen, sergeants and sergeant majors, midshipmen and warrant officers, comrade officers, generals and admirals, the servicemen of the special military operation, I congratulate you on this holy day, the day of great victory. This is in honor of our parents, grandparents and great-grandparents who glorified and internalized their names. Thanks to their feats, we have saved the humanity from Nazism. Today, the civilization is at a turning point. There is again a war against our motherland. But we have countered the international terrorism. We will protect Donbas residents, and we will protect our country. For us, for Russia, there are no unfriendly nations, neither in the West nor in the East. Like the majority of people, would like to see bright, free and stable future. We think that any ideology of supremacy is abnormal, is criminal and mortal. Although, irrespective of that, the Western elites are talking about their supremacy, they are bringing people to clashes, they are seeding hatred, Russophobia and nationalism. They are destroying the family traditional values that make a human a human. And this is with one goal, to dictate their will to the nations, to give orders to the whole world. They probably forgot what Nazism brought to us. They forgot who crushed that horrible evil, who protected their motherlands, and who gave their lives to free the peoples of Europe. We see that in many countries they are now destroying the memorials to the Soviet soldiers. They are destroying the memorials to great victors. They are destroying the memory of real heroes, and they are rewriting the history. This is also a crime. This is like a revenge of those who have who have been trying to go against Russia again, who have joined the Nazis. And this is nothing new. They are trying to destroy our country. They are trying to make us forget the results of the Second World War and to destroy the global security system and international order. They want to stifle any sovereign center of development. They think they can do anything, and this leads to tragedies. That's why we see the catastrophe that is happening in Ukraine. They are prisoners of the coup that happened and also of the criminal regime that succeeded it. Here in Russia, we remember the protectors of the motherland. We keep it in our hearts, and we honor the warriors of resistance who fought against Nazism. We also honor the allies, the US, the UK. We also honor the people of China who fought alongside us. This is our legacy, and this is our foundation, especially now that we are moving towards a more just and multilateral world, where all of us can develop freely and independently. It is important that here in Moscow we have leaders from the CIS countries, and I can say that this is to honor everyone who won during the war. All the peoples of the USSR contributed to our victory, and we will always remember about it. We bow our heads to the memory of those who died and was killed in the war, to the daughters, sons, mothers, fathers, grandparents, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, relatives, and friends. I declare a minute of silence. Thank you.
Уважаемые граждане России.
Fellow Russian citizens, the decisive battles for our motherland have always become sacred. We listen to our ancestors. We follow their lessons. We know how to be at their level. How to become them. We are proud of the participants of the special military operations, everyone who is fighting on the front lines, who is sacrificing their lives to save someone else. You are now the protectors of our motherlands. Our people's safety and security depend on you. You're fighting for Russia. Your families, your children, friends are behind you. They are waiting for you. I am sure you are feeling their unlimited love. The whole country is united to support our heroes. Everyone is ready to help. We're praying for you. Comrades, friends, dear veterans, today every family honors the participants of the Great Patriotic War. We remember our heroes, our relatives. We are bringing flowers to the memorials. Today, on Red Square, we stand on the land of our ancestors, Dolgorukov, Donskoy, Minin and Pozharsky, the warriors of Peter the Great and Kutuzov. We remember the parades of 1941 and 1945. Today you have participants of the special military operations. There are soldiers and there are draftsmen. They are the warriors from the Donbas divisions, National Guards, the Federal Security Service, and other ministers and departments. I welcome you. I welcome everyone who is fighting for Russia on the battlefield. I welcome everyone who is now in service and on duty. Our heroic ancestors proved to us that nothing can be stronger than our unity. Nothing in the world can be stronger than our love to the motherland, for Russia, for our armed forces, for the victory. Hooray!
Торжественное прохождение парадных расчетов главнокомандующий сухопутными войсками генерал армии Олег Солюков.
And there we've been watching pictures from Moscow's Red Square of Russia's annual Victory Day parade. This is commemorating the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. It's a crucial day in President Vladimir Putin's leadership. He calls it the Great Patriotic War, and it's the vision of Putin, of Putin's vision of Russian identity. We heard him speaking there, addressing members of the military and crowds there in Red Square, talking about a real war currently being waged against the motherland. Western elites, he said, trying to destroy our country. They seem, he said, to have forgot Nazism and who crushed it. And that's why, he said, we are seeing the catastrophe in Ukraine. Let's bring in Yulia Shapovalova. She's also listening in to the speech watching events there in Moscow. And Yulia, this is a message that the Russian people will be very familiar with.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So he basically reiterated something that he has already said many times before. So once again, he blamed the Western countries in Russophobia, blamed them for supporting Ukraine, and basically they blamed them for the whole conflict in Ukraine. He also mentioned that the Western countries, they always suppress freedom and other countries. And basically, he also praised the participants of the special military operation in Ukraine. And he said that, obviously, they are those who will bring peace and stability to Russia. And Russia is moving towards its bright and just and fair future. That's according to Vladimir Putin. So nothing new, nothing special. Well, once again, of course, he praised all the veterans of World War II and the Great Patriotic War here in Russia and the whole Soviet Union. So basically, the same kind of rhetoric.
These celebrations, they will be toned down slightly this year, won't they, from previous years? Just give us an idea of how that has happened and why.
So in many cities and towns of Russia, military parades have been cancelled whatsoever, as well as the March of the Immortal Regiment, when people carrying portraits of their loved ones, of those who died during World War II, they usually were pouring onto the streets of various Russian cities and towns. And actually, normally it is supposed to be a day of remembrance. So now the authorities ask them to stay at home or probably to show their loved ones, put them on their windows and on their cars. And well, they just warn them not to go onto the street because basically it's quite dangerous, according to them, because the situation in country is quite tense. And so basically this is just a security measure.
Yes, well, this is a nation at war. There we'll leave it for now. The celebrations for Victory Day, the end of 1945 World War II, celebrations there in Moscow's Red Square.